Blog Talk Radio.
I dream of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gate, I cried, "Holy."
the Sound Doctrine broadcast, coming to you live from Imperial Beach, California, where the sun is still shining. Nice warm day here. I know in the rest of the country you're having some bad weather, and it's a little chilly up north. Expecting a couple feet of snow, I hear, up towards Michigan. Lord, have mercy. Well, stay warm, turn on the heat, and let's get some fired up here, get some Holy Ghost fire going, and we'll see if we can warm you up, amen, with the Word of God. I want to thank the listeners from around the world that have called in and chatted and emailed and prayed for us. We just want to thank you all around the world, and those up there in Connecticut and North Carolina in the United States and up north here in California. And around the whole nation, we've received some great reception, and we're glad to have you tune in tonight. Tonight I want to talk to you. We're in that season, the resurrection season of Jesus Christ, where the world's celebrating holidays, and I have a little message for those who are saved and those who are not. And I hope that God's going to touch your heart tonight. I hope that you had a wonderful week since last Thursday night and when we came together. And I hope that this evening you'll receive what the Lord has for you and not be offended. Not be offended. Jesus said, blessed are those who are not offended in me. Amen. Remember, John the Baptist got offended. Was sitting there in that prison saying, you know, hey, you the guy that's supposed to come or another one. You know what he said. That's a paraphrase, of course. We don't use modern translations. We use the King James 1611. The Bible, amen, authorized version. I'd like you to tune with me tonight, if you would, over to Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to see, as they say, down south in southern United States, we're going to get some learning, and up north, we'll see if we can get you taught a little something, amen. Well, we serve a mighty God. We've seen a lot of miracles this week. We've seen wonders and blessings. And oh, the Lord's just doing a great work. And we really thank you for tuning in tonight. Let's bow our heads. And while you're looking for that, we'll get ready here to have a prayer. I'll give you another moment to find that. Matthew, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels. If you're new to the Bible, it's the fourth Gospel. Chapter 28, probably written somewhere around A.D. 33. And the author is Matthew. Remember, Matthew sat at the receipt of customs. He was a tax collector. Wasn't very much liked, but he followed Jesus, and his whole life was revolutionized. And I hope that it's in your heart to follow Jesus, because your life will be revolutionized too. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to go over and we're going to start in verse 1 of chapter 28. Scripture says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to draw towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by his feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Let's have a prayer. Holy Father, we bow down before you. This listening audience and myself, Lord, this night, people, we have come together tonight, God, to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Lord, if there's anything in our lives that would hinder us from receiving this message, any sin, Father God, that you just forgive us. We ask that in Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord. Unite us though we're separated as a listening audience and as a preacher. Unite us through your Holy Spirit, Father. And when we're done tonight, let us know in our hearts that we could certainly say, be met with God tonight. Amen. Lord, set me aside. Let nothing come from my flesh. And I thank you, Holy Father, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my brethren, that was the reading of the Word of God, Matthew 28, 1 through 10. And the title of this sermon is, Easter is a Pagan Holiday. Easter is a pagan holiday. There is nowhere in Scripture where anyone is told to celebrate Easter. Jesus Christ did not tell anyone to celebrate Easter. There's no place found in the Scripture where any apostle said to anyone to celebrate Easter. In fact, there's no place in Scripture where anyone is told to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday. Easter is a pagan festival celebrated to the god of fertility. In Ephesus, she was called Diana. In Babylon, Semiramis. In Phoenicia, Astaroth. In Greece, Astarte. And in English, but the pagans say, and those who are unlearned say Easter. And the truth is that Easter, my brethren, has nothing to do with Christians. Easter has nothing to do with Christians. We do not come together on Sundays and celebrate Easter, nor do we celebrate Christmas, nor this Sunday coming, not at any Sunday. Amen? And so the world in general comes together and thinks about Jesus really two times a year. How about that? After the holiday season, the world will continue on about their worldly business. They'll forget about God. They'll forget about the holiday until the next holiday or until the next tragedy in their life. Amen. But my brethren, you and I, young and old, boy and girl who are in Christ Jesus, we're Christians. We are not pagans. Amen. We do not celebrate Easter. We are not of the world. Even as Jesus Christ said that he was not of the world. You don't go to church on Sunday to celebrate pagan holidays. Leave that to the pagans, my brothers, my sisters, my friends. Leave that to the pagans. Let the pagans have their pagan holidays. That's what it's for. It's a pagan holiday. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. Now you're saying, wait a minute. No, you wait a minute. Listen, brethren, a Christian doesn't just remember the birth and death of Jesus Christ once or twice a year. A Christian remembers the birth and death of Jesus Christ every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Amen. Jesus Christ was born to die, and it is in the power of his resurrection wherein we find hope. If there is no resurrection, my brethren, there can be no help, no hope. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 15:9. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. To the Christian, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a display of power. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That was the Apostle Paul. He wrote that in Ephesians 1:19 through 21. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration of his deity. Romans 1:4, Paul said, and declared to be the Son of God, power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. The resurrection from the dead. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, my brethren, the Son of God, is a declaration of the power of the Holy Spirit in the believer themselves. Romans 8:11 tells you, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11. If you're saved, the Spirit of God is dwelling in you. Glory. Listen, my brother. It says here in the Scriptures, The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration of the clear and concise defeat of Satan and his minions. Amen? It is a declaration, a clear declaration, a clear and concise defeat of Satan and his minions. Jesus, listen, I am he that liveth. Jesus Christ said this and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration. Jesus Christ has destroyed the sting of sin. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:55 to 57. My brethren, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration of the hopes and blessed assurance. Titus says in 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. People say the Bible doesn't say Jesus was God. Didn't you just hear what I said? Looking for that blessed hope. We're waiting for the blessed hope, a sure thing. We know Jesus Christ is coming back for us. He is resurrected. He is not found in Easter egg hunts. He is not found on the White House lawn rolling Easter eggs. He is not found in rabbits and fertility. It has nothing that started in Babylon and has nothing to do with Christians whatsoever. It is a pagan holiday. And oh, when I hear my Christian brothers tell me these things, that they don't know this, that the churches are still inviting people to Easter services. I mean, hey, let's have a resurrection Sunday. At least it's better than calling it an Easter Sunday, which is Astarte, which is a pagan holiday. My goodness, no wonder why the Lord said, when you get there and you say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name and I did that in your name, he's going to say, you did Easter in my name? Get out of here. Lord, what is wrong with these preachers? Well, it brings in the world. Hey, you're not supposed to bring in the world. You're supposed to bring in the people. Amen? Some of you pastors, you're in trouble. You just don't know it. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Not some pagan holiday. For if we... I heard a preacher the other night on the radio saying, my brethren, well, you know, some people celebrate it, but if they really mean in their heart, you know, the resurrection, they just celebrate. Hey, listen, don't give me that nonsense. A little poison will kill somebody. Nobody's ever been a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. You taste of Easter pagan holiday, you're eating the Easter egg. Cut it out. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, says the scriptures, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, the saved, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, who among us, my brethren, who can dispute with death? Only one, and that one our Lord Jesus Christ. And in his uprising from among the dead, we behold the display of the exceeding greatness of God's power. Not merely his power, but the greatness. Yes, the greatness, the exceeding greatness of the power of Almighty God. Creation declared God's powers. The heavens declared the glory of God. And the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Every time you look out your window, every time you see that beautiful sky and those beautiful mountains and the stars at night, the creation, it declares the power of Almighty God. And every time a Christian gets saved, he declares the power of Almighty God. And every time the Word of God is spoken, it declares the almighty power of the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. Jesus, the Christ, said, I am the Word. The heavens declared the glory of God. Lord have mercy. The brethren, Christ's resurrection manifests the exceeding greatness of his almighty power. Isn't that a wonderful thought? God, praise God. Behold, my brethren, the Holy Spirit's emphasis through the angelic message. He is risen, and he goeth before you, and ye shall see him. And as the women went on their way, Jesus Christ met them. The scripture says Jesus met them and greeted them with the salutation, all hail. And they worshiped him. And he assured them. He assured them they should see him after they went and told the disciples that he was risen. And brethren, just as those Philistines knew the reality, the power of Samson's presence when he took away the doors and the gates and the posts of the city of Gaza, and they laughed at his enemies to their discomfort, so Jesus Christ, after he had carried away the keys of hell and death, by his resurrection, spoiling principalities and powers, and making a show of them openly, and I can't help envisioning in my mind the look on Satan's face, and the very smile on the face of Jesus Christ as Jesus Christ walked away with the jailer's keys, amen, where sin and death were held secure. Never, I imagine, was there ever an applause so great heard in the great expanse of the heavens above as the angelic citizens of heaven looked down from their heavenly balcony. And now, Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead, stands before us in the glow and the glory of his victorious presence. And he says to you and I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You can't do nothing but praise the Lord after that. My brethren, the resurrection of Jesus Christ has nothing to do with Easter eggs, rabbits, or sunrise service. Those people went to that tomb to anoint Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, they went before the sun was there, and he was already gone. If you're going to sunrise service for an Easter service, you're wasting your time. He's already out of the tomb. They thought they were going to have a sunrise service. They didn't even believe that he was resurrected. They were going to anoint him. My goodness. Where do you want to go get up in the morning and go stand and watch the sun come out? You worshiping the sun or Jesus Christ? You're going to be worshiping the S-O-N, not the S-U-N, sunrise service. Hey, I know you're not Baptist. Can't get you out of bed before 10. Lord, have mercy. Hey, my brethren, the resurrection of Jesus Christ has nothing to do with Easter eggs, rabbits, or sunrise services. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a declaration to the unsaved, to a dead and dying world who have no place in their hearts for Jesus Christ. And yet Christ says in Revelation 1:9, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Not some of the eyes, not a few of the eyes, but behold, look, he says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Jesus Christ himself declares, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty, Revelation 1:8. And behold, he warned you in Revelation 22, verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Lord have mercy. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Hey, we serve a mighty God, don't we? Amen. He resurrected from that tomb. What's that got to do with some pagan holiday started out in Babylon with Nimrod and Semiramis and Tammuz? You don't even know the history of the thing. And what really shocks me is today that everybody's got their hands that are able to go to the internet. Look up pagan holidays. Look up Easter. Look up, Google it. Google Easter. Pastor, Dr. Ventura's not crazy. He's telling you, go look at Google. It's there for all of you. How is it? You know the scriptures say my people are lost for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed 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 for lack of knowledge. Why do you have a lack of knowledge? Because you're too lazy. You want the preacher to tell you everything. You want the Bible to be read to you. You won't even go on the Google, but you'll go in there and play PCH all day. Or you go listen to iTunes. Or you play with the YouTubes. You had a YouTube Jesus. That's why you're sitting in churches next to these people with the little funny bonnets on Sunday morning celebrating Easter sunrise service on the beach. There is somebody who celebrated the sunrise service. They worship the Queen of Heaven. And they burn little cakes to the Queen of Heaven. You don't even know who it is. You know why you don't know? Because you don't read your Bible. The Word of God. And I tell you, it's not Mary they're burning them cakes to. The Son. Lent. Palm Sundays. You better get that right. Hey, listen, I know they threw those palms down before Jesus Christ. And I know they worshipped him. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, amen. I read my Bible. Got nothing to do with rabbits and eggs. And Easter. Get some knowledge. Get some understanding. We want to show up and tell Jesus Christ, hey, Jesus, Lord, I celebrated Easter. I was faithful every year. He's going to say, who are you? Who are you? What Easter? Easter's a pagan holiday. Why are you celebrating Easter? What do you mean, Lord? What do you mean, what do I mean? I wrote it to you in 66 books. You were tuned in the night Dr. Ventura told you. You still went to sunrise service. You know why? Because you don't listen to the Word of God. It's so full of the world and the traditions of man and the Rick Warrens and the super churches and the banging gospel music and gospel rock with the drum beat of the pagan drum beat, boom, 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 over and over, the rhythmic drumming, and to bring them demon spirits, and you don't even know where those drums come from, and you're banging them out there. You know what it means to walk with God? Lord, have mercy on you. And you pastors that are letting this go on in your church, what is wrong with you? You're going to put out thousands of dollars of the church's money that people give to glorify Jesus Christ, and you're going to print Easter sunrise service? Easter service has come to the church? Well, we've got to bring the people in, and they think it's Easter, because if they think it's Easter, so you're fooling the people, you're lying to them anyway. Well, let's lie to them to get them in. That's what religious people do. My goodness. You say you're awful passionate about this, Dr. Ventura. Hey, listen here, I'm awful passionate about what's right, what's good. We'll train up our children. Santa Claus is coming. Easter Bunny's coming. Who else celebrates that stuff? Hey, that doesn't mean I can't go to church on Sunday morning and preach the sermon while the rest of the world is walking around talking about Easter's. Does it mean that I can't go preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Let's call it's Resurrection Sunday. Oh, no such thing as a Good Friday. It was a bad Wednesday. You don't know when Christ was crucified. Listen, that 40 days of Lent and the ashes, the Easter Bunny, and the eggs, it comes from Babylon. It started in Babylon, at the Tower of Babel with Nimrod, and Tammuz, and the T. And it went on. And supposedly, he became a beam of light. And then, he comes back every spring, the pagan Easter festival. He comes back in the spring, the 40 days for the equinox to change. And then the fertility season begins, the spring. The sun is the closest to the earth. We're going springtime. We're coming. Do you understand that? It all started at the Tower of Babel with Nimrod, Tammuz, Semiramis. It all begins with paganism. It all ends with paganism, my brethren. It has nothing to do with the one who said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. What do you tell your people? I'm a Christian and I'm going to celebrate Easter? Well, it means the same thing, Pastor. Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You want to come out to the Sound Doctrine broadcast and me to tell you something that's not sound doctrine, and then you get mad because I tell you the truth about the doctrine? That's what they said about Paul. Much study does make me mad. My brethren, I'm trying to help you here. The world has crept into the church for centuries. At what point do we stand and say enough? Why don't you tell that, Pastor? Show me Easter in the Bible. Show me where we celebrate Easter. Why didn't your pastor tell you about Easter being a pagan holiday? Maybe he's more interested in numbers and money. Maybe he's gotten soft on the Word of God. Maybe he's afraid you won't like him. Maybe he can't take the criticism of the brethren for standing for the truth. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't know himself. But if he didn't know himself, wouldn't God reveal that to him? I got a lot of questions. I'd like to go to some of these churches on Sunday and ask them, hey, Pastor, I heard this sermon you preached. Where's Easter in this book? And don't go by that New King James Version stuff. They took the word Easter out. And so the word Easter belongs in there. They changed it to Passover in the New King James Bible, which isn't even a King James Bible. You know, we got Thomas Nelson running around with the modern 666 on the binding. What kind of nonsense is going on in this world? I wonder. Lord have mercy. They looked down there and they saw an axe and they said, hey, listen. They said, that word Easter doesn't belong there because Christians don't celebrate Easter. How come that those guys that perverted the King James Bible with that New King James, how come they know that? You didn't know that. Well, they thought they knew something, but really, they don't know anything. It's a blind leading the blind. Look it with me, if you would. I want to teach you a little something about that. Go over to Acts chapter 12 with me tonight. We've got about 15 minutes here. I just need a few more minutes of your time. Go find the church this weekend that celebrates the resurrection, not Easter. They got Easter written on your pamphlets and your flyers and your guests. They're going to preach about Easter. I recommend you find a Sound Doctrine Bible-believing King James Version church. Baptist, that. Look with me over here at Acts chapter 12. Verse 1 says, now about that time, Herod, he's a pagan, the king stretched out his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Do you see those words? Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to the four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. You say, there is. Easter's in the Bible. Yes. Listen, Herod was a pagan. He was an unsaved man of God. And that pagan festival of Easter was a holy festival to the pagans. And he was not going to kill Peter during their holy festival, pagan festival of Easter. That's what that says. So the New King James writers said, well, Easter, we don't celebrate Easter. Let's get that out of there. And they put Passover instead. So now theirs reads, intending after the Passover to keep him, see, not Easter. So the point I'm trying to get you is that here's why the New King James is wrong. You see the words at the end of verse 3? Then were the days of unleavened bread. Well, if it's the days of unleavened bread, then the Passover has already passed. Because you don't eat leavened bread during the Passover. Amen? You don't eat leavened bread. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And so these New King James people came along and they said, hey, you know, that word Easter shouldn't be in there. We don't celebrate Easter. It must have been Passover. And they screwed that whole thing up. There ain't no such thing as Easter. Listen, we don't celebrate Easter. Herod was celebrating Easter. He didn't want to kill Peter during Easter. We're Christians. What does it matter? We know the truth. When the world sees you, you're the testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is your testimony? You celebrate pagan holidays? That's the testimony you give the world. We're getting people saved. Great. You're not going to get any credit for it. When you go to heaven and want your rewards, Jesus is going to say, you took people to a pagan festival? You make them twice hellbound. Suppose they don't come back to your church, and now they see Easter, and they find another church that celebrates Easter and is really a pagan church like Catholicism. And now they start following Roman Catholicism because you taught them Easter was okay. Well, God will bring them out of it. God's going to bring you somewhere. You know what Jesus said in the Great Commandment? Go back to Matthew with me. Look at chapter 28. Look at the Great Commandment. Verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go get them saved, baptize them, and then do what? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even on to the end of the world. Amen. We go out, we win them to Jesus, and then we baptize them, and then we teach them sound doctrine. You buy a car, you put the down payment down, and then you maintain that car. You have to change the oil. Change transmission fluid. You have to keep brake fluid in it. Power steering fluid in it. Keep good wheels on it. Change your windshield wipers. God's telling you, hey, you got saved. You won somebody to Christ. Now you got to change their wipers. You got to change their wheels. You got to help them through their life by teaching them sound doctrine. Get them out of the pagan churches. Get them out of the pagan beliefs. Get them out of the world. And yet you're bringing them back into the world. And then you go to Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. In your name we cast out devils. In your name we brought them to Easter Sunday. The Lord says, I never knew you. What do you mean you brought them to Easter Sunday? What has Easter got to do with me? Woo, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. Woo. Lord, have mercy. What are we thinking out there? What? Do you know what the Lord? You people, you're not thinking. Just because the rest of the world does it, doesn't mean you do it. You're a peculiar people. You're a peculiar treasure to God. It's okay to be peculiar. I didn't say you're weird. We're different. Different in a good way. What do you want to be like the world for anyway? Isn't it the world that crucified Christ? Oh, sure, it was our sins. I understand that. But look at the world. It's a result of sin. It's decaying and it's dying. All around us. Every day. What do you want to be like that for? Oh, my brethren. Put your hand on your heart. Feel it beat. Gift of God. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. We're not rolling Easter egg hunts. Easter bunnies. It all has to do with the season of spring and fertility and the fertility goddess. There's too much information, my brethren. We're too lazy. It's a pagan festival. In Ephesus, she's called Diana. In Babylon, she was called Semiramis. In Phoenicia, the pagan goddess was Astaroth. And in Greece, Astarte. And in English, Easter. Let me say it one more time. In Ephesus, she was called Diana. In Babylon, Semiramis. In Phoenicia, Astaroth. In Greece, Astarte. And in English, the pagan holiday is called Easter. It has to do with the fertility goddess. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Nothing. And if you're going out there celebrating pagan holidays, you need to check yourself. You need to find out what spirit's coming from you. And if your church is promoting that stuff, you need to check your pastor's spirit. Something wrong with that. And your pastor got a problem with that. The number is 347-945-5416. And he can push extension 1 and get onto this line. And Dr. Ventura, with the Sound Doctrine broadcast, will like to show him, or would like him to show me, and the rest of this listening audience, where Jesus Christ said celebrate a pagan holiday named Easter. You know what? That phone ain't going to ring. 347-945-5416. Call your pastor. 9 minutes left. Dr. Ventura wants you to show him what you're showing us in the church. Show me Easter that we celebrate it. The pagan holiday. Oh, well, we don't celebrate Easter as a pagan holiday. We call it Easter. We're celebrating the resurrection. And Easter is Easter is Easter. You got Easter on the name, you're celebrating Easter. The first principle of truth is the law of non-contradiction. Be cannot not be. A rose cannot not be a rose, and Easter cannot not be Easter. You're playing with words. And you're playing with God. I get these calls. Well, I'm going to challenge you on the air. We're gonna have a word about these Bibles. That's right, Dr. Ventura. I'm going to call you. Okay. Well, you call me. We'll have a discussion. I don't want to have an argument. You want to have an intelligent discussion about the Word of God? I'll have it with you. Phone doesn't ring. Oh, Joe Gibson there, down here in North Carolina, has his own broadcast station, comes on as a guest of this program. Had a pastor, swore up and down he's going to come on a radio program, and, oh, he's going to tear this guy up and show me why all these new Bibles are right and the King James Bible's wrong. And I got stuck in traffic. I was traveling. But I got on the radio, on the car phone. And I waited, and I waited, and I said to Joe, I said, Joe, call that guy, please. I'm waiting for him. And he said, well, he says he's stuck in traffic. I said, we got a car phone. Don't pull over off the side of the road like I did. He ever called in. You know why they're not calling in? Because they know it's true. The Spirit of God convicts them in their heart for the nonsense they're playing with the children of God. Too many churches playing in church. And if the Christians got some spine and they go up to some of these pastors and ask them, what are you talking about Easter? Why are we putting the word Easter on our material and sending it out into the world, inviting people Easter Sunday? Well, so we could bring them in. Why do we need the world to bring them in? Why? Are you going to go to a satanic ritual next, Pastor, and bring a black coat and a candle and drink some goat's blood so you could bring them to your church? Why don't you have Black Mass Sunday then? Oh, they'll recognize that, huh? You're darn right they will. That's too open for you, Pastor. You can play with the Word of God. You know who I'm talking to. Somebody out there is getting it from God tonight. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody. Somebody's been playing with the Word of God. Somebody's been playing with the children of God. Somebody out there, God wants to hear this. You need to repent. Call yourself a man of God when you stand in your shoes. You need to repent and get that thing under the blood and get before your congregation and tell them, hey, look, there is no such thing as Easter. And next year, we're not going to do this. We're going to have Resurrection Sunday. How about that? And by the way, every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Well, because we recognize the world is having an Easter, we're going to let them know that we don't celebrate Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man. It amazes me. I want to thank the listening audience for listening in this evening. You say, well, you know, Dr. Ventura, you did a lot of hollering. Hey, you know what I get excited for? If you're not getting excited for the Word of God, there's something wrong with you. It ought to get you excited. You go downtown in any city and start preaching from the side of the street the Word of God, you're going to get some people excited. Some people are going to yell, hey, amen. And other people are going to say, yeah, shut up. Whoever the Word of God has spoken, there's excitement. I like it. I'm not afraid to have somebody tell me to shut up. I'd rather have them tell me to shut up now than get before the white throne judgment and God tell me to shut up. I didn't tell them. Right? Hey, listen, it's okay to have fun as a Christian. It's okay to go out and witness. It's okay to have people reject you. It's all right. People don't like to be rejected. So what? Look what they did to our Savior. They crucified him. They rejected his word. They called him a wine fiddler. They said he had a devil. The Son of God. And we're afraid that to tell our neighbors because they won't like us anymore. They won't invite us over for the beer. Or they won't invite us over to watch TV or the barbecue. They'll talk about us throughout the neighborhood. And yes, they're talking about you already. Amen. So talk about me. Just don't let it be true. Get hold of that thing. You got to be like that woman with the issue for 10 years. She had that issue. She couldn't stop it from bleeding. And she said, hey, I don't care who's here. Here comes Jesus. I'm getting in this crowd, and I'm grabbing the bottom of his hem of his skirt. If I can just touch that thing, I'll get healed. And I don't care who's watching. I don't care who tries to stop me. I'm going for it. Jesus. And she got some of that. And she got healed. Amen. Good Lord, say what virtue went out of me. Who touched me? He knew who touched her. He wanted her to know he knew. And it's a border testimony. She's healed. The rest of the people to know, hey, somebody touched Jesus. What happened? The disciples said, what do you mean somebody touched you? They're crowding you here like a movie star. They're thronging us, and the people are pushing us, and we're crowded in. What do you mean who touched you? Everybody's touched you, Jesus. No, somebody touched me in faith. Oh, that's a little different. Somebody touched him in faith. Amen? That's a whole sermon in itself. Why don't you reach out, touch Jesus in faith? I'm going to stand for the word of God. I'm not going to stand for this pagan nonsense in my church. Amen? Whew, we serve a mighty God. He's a great God. God just wants somebody to raise their hand and say, I'll go. I will go. I will go. And Jesus says, go. And I will be with you. I will be with you. I will be with you. Go. And man, hey, woman, boy, girl, if God is with you, there's nothing you can't do. Nothing. God was with Noah in the ark. God was with Samson. God was with Elijah when he outran the chariots of Ahab on foot. God was with Joseph when he was thrown into slavery. God was with Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, lo, I am with you always. He is with you always. You don't even know you got Jesus with you. He's with you if you're saved. Amen. He said he wants you to be the head, not the tail. I'm not making the name it and claim it. Give me $5, you get a 50 back. I'll send you some miracle water. I'm just telling you the truth. Grab a hold of the hem of Jesus' garment. You'll get blessed. Forget what the rest of the crowd's doing. You get yours, Jesus. Like that woman. Stay away from this nonsense. Easter is a pagan holiday. You know, if everybody emptied out of the church, I'd pastor, they said, we're not coming in there anymore. We heard this sermon. I'd tell them, well, shut the door then. I'll preach to the empty chairs because I want to preach to the dead. I might as well preach to the dead. Like Wesley, go out and put my Bible on a tombstone in a cemetery. They don't want to hear the truth. Oh, we can't preach that. They'll leave the church. Hey, I'm preaching the truth. What are you leaving the church for? Isn't that what happened to Jesus? He asked his disciples, will ye also go away? Look that phrase up in your concordance. Will ye also go away? They said, where are we going to go? To the Son of God. You got the Word. You are the Word. You're the Messiah. Where are you going? I wonder, what else do you choose over God? Huh. About that for a thought. Listen, my brother, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to tell you what the others aren't going to tell you. I'm giving you what the Lord gave me. I'm giving you what the Bible says. I'm not twisting doctrine. I'm not isolating verses. I'm comparing verse with verse and scripture by scripture. And I know men can make this book say anything they want. Text without a context is a pretext. And there's too much in our church of this stuff. This Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller, Crystal Cathedral Rick Warren stuff of positive thinking. And listen, being an optimist is good. You should be. I mean, we're waiting for the blessed hope. But not what they're teaching. Not in that way. Sell you a bottle of miracle water. I see the guy on TV got 20 miracles in a bottle for 20 bucks. Yeah, hey, you can get a couple extra. If you send in 25, you get a few extra, I think. I don't know. And people buy that stuff. They're falling for it by the seducing spirits. So don't be mad at me. It's okay if you want to be mad. I don't care. I'm just a pizza delivery boy. You eat this pizza any way you want. That's how I look at it. When I come out to preach, I preach the word of God, what God's put on my heart, and I can't but say what the Lord gave me to say. If I say anything else, then it's for me. I'm not going to do that. I love the brethren. I love the church. I love the gospel. And more than all, I love Jesus Christ. I need some special prayer this evening for Brother Gene. Had some foot surgery. Ended up back in the hospital the same day. There was some bleeding going on. Sister Rhonda out in Nevada fighting with cancer. Sister Dottie. Sister Kitty. Sister Kitty's arm fell down and broke it. Older woman. I use some prayer. I haven't asked for any prayer, but I could use some. I've been having an allergic reaction problem. Can't anybody figure this thing out? I know only God can. Only God. Pray for my wife, Marilyn, in the ministry. Associate Pastor Scott. The rest of their family. It's not easy being in the ministry doing what's right. It's hard. It's hard to walk that Christian walk. Jesus said, if you love me, you take up your cross. Some of you think that just means to carry a heavy weight. It's not what it means to carry the cross. Do you know what the end of the cross is? Pain and suffering. Pain and suffering. But oh, when we get to the other side of that cross, glory, hallelujah. Woo, we see Jesus. Amen. I want to bow my head tonight with you and get on my knees right here in the studio. And I'm just going to ask God to bless this listening audience. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this message as you gave it to me and touch it to their hearts, Lord. Give them courage to stand up for the word of God, to be soldiers. Soldiers are trained, Lord. They know how to use a weapon. We have your sword, the word. Help us, God. Bless those who are sick in this audience. Bless those who are needy. Those who have come to hear this word. Those who just happen to be going by and tuned in. Those who are going to archive it. Bless this listening audience this week, Lord. And help them, Lord, to walk that victorious life which you've given them. You already won the victory, God. Just help them to grab onto it. I thank you, Holy Father, for this program. For Brother Nathan. For DL. For giving us this guest spot here. And I thank you, Lord, my wife Marilyn. Bless Sister Joanna down there in Florida, Lord, comfort her heart. Pastor Shanks, who's lost a brother-in-law, comfort that family. The new church that they're opening up there in El Cajon, California, Lord. You put your hand there, Lord, and have your way. Oh, mighty God, I thank you for this time. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Nathan, it's yours. Good night, audience.
Jesus, draw me. Thank you. the end.